Hi, this is Chris Pels. In this video, we're going to take a look at the concept of view models for a Microsoft ASP.NET MVC application. So let's do a little bit setup here. Let me create an MVC project. So I'll go to New Project, select ASP.NET MVC 2, and we're going to call this view model VB. And let me just check that we got it in the right folder for the sample. And we'll put it in a folder called VB. Now this is going to be done in Visual Basic, but you also get the C# version when you download the sample source code. And for the purpose of this, we will create a test project. So we're going to look at what's called a view model. Now a view model has to do with passing data from the controller down to the view. And we need to set up a little bit of data that we can pass between a demo controller. So what I'm going to do is to go into our model folder, and I'm going to create a couple classes which represent our domain model. In this case, we're going to create a class and we'll call it an order. So let me just add that down in here. And within the order, let's create a couple properties just so we have a little bit of data to work with. And we'll call one the order date. And let's create an order quantity. So we'll just call it quantity, or just QTY. So we'll just make that an integer. So just a little bit of that gives us an order we can work with. And let's get some customer info. So let's create a second class. And we'll go in here. And we'll just call this customer. And put a couple properties in here. We'll just put customer name. And we'll just make that a string. And let's just put one more. I'll just put the city the customer is in. All right, and as I said, these are just an easy way to get us some data that we can work with in looking at the view model concept. And normally you would have these data coming from your database. Maybe you're using Entity Framework, linked to SQL, or just some other aspect of ADO.NET. So let me just, we'll save both of these, and we can close these out. We're not going to need to use these right here. So now what we need to do is have a demo controller and a corresponding view. So let me add a new controller in here. And we will just call this demo. And we have the controller. Let's go down into the views. We're going to create a folder called demo. And now let's create a corresponding view default view. And we'll just call that index. So now what we want to do is to work with the data, both the customer and the order data. And let's say our objective is to pass both the customer and the order data down into our index view. We'll look at both. I mean, it could be just one. The concept really applies to, that we're going to look at here, applies to one to many sets of data. So we created the classes in our model. Now we need a little data in some instances of those classes to pass from our controller down to view. So let's just create those. Let's just create a variable as a new instance of our customer. And then we'll set a properties there. Customer name, we'll just make that Microsoft. And what else? We have the city. And we'll set that to Redmond. So we need a few orders. Let's create a container for those orders. As a new list of order. And And we just need a new keyword in there. All right, there we go. So now let's create a couple orders. So let's call it order one. As new order. And we'll set the properties. We got order date. I'm going to set that to date.now. And we got 1.quantity. We'll set that to 3. 02.orderDate. And actually, jump the gun there. Let's dimension 02 as a new order. Now we'll go back down here. And we got orderDate. There we go, order 2. Now we'll do order date. Order date equals, and we'll just make that now as well. And quantity, let's set that to 100. Then let's take our orders list, and let's add, and we'll add 01, and orders.add, orders. And we'll add 02. So now we have two sets of data that we can use for passing from the view down, I should say, the controller down to the view. And let's look at how you might approach this in, I'll call it kind of the traditional sense, or you've probably seen some examples of using what's called the view data dictionary. So we would set that up like this. The view data dictionary takes key value pairs of data that you want to pass down from your controller to the view. So let's do both our customer and orders object. It doesn't have to be objects, it can be any kind of data, it could simply be a string. So we go into the view data, and as you can see here in the IntelliSense, it takes a key value, so let's just call cust, and then we assign the data to that, and we'll assign the customer object that we created. Now let's add the orders and data, and we'll just add orders, and we'll set that equal to the orders object instance that we created up above. And there's nothing else you have to do. This will inherently be passed from the controller down to the corresponding view. So we'll go over here to our view, and let's just quickly make use of that. So let's say we wanted to have heading level 3. So now let's get at that customer information. So we have to get at it in the view data, and we aren't strongly typing it coming down here, so we're going to have to do that as well. So let's just dimension a local variable as, and now we have to go down to our view model.customer. That's the type it's going to be. Now we need to set that equal to the customer object in the view data, and everything passed in the view data dictionary is as an object type, so we have to convert it. So we'll go in here, and then the object we want again is the view model customer, and the type, I should say, we'll just go back over here. And that's actually the type, the second parameter. So what we want is the view data, and the customer is the key, so we'll go down the end. Just close that off. So there we have our customer object. And now we could go down here, and we could do one of these, and we'll just get at our customer object locally, and there's the customer name. So that would display the customer name. So now let's let's start up this page and just quickly take a look at it. And it should just show us the customer name, but we'll just verify that indeed the data is getting passed down correctly in the view data dictionary. And you can see there is Microsoft, which was the customer name, so that is working correctly. Now, we could go on here and get at the orders object in much the same way here. So let's actually do that. So we'll go down here, and let's say we're going to display each order as a unordered list. And so then inside of that, we need to iterate through the orders object collection that we created. So let's do a for each loop. And what we'll need is we want to get each order. And now we need to have that as type order, because remember everything comes down in the ViewDataDictionary as a type of object. And then we need to say that's in the collection of orders that comes down in the ViewDataDictionary. So again, we need to type it here. And the expression that we want is the ViewData. And we called it orders. And then the type was a list of type order. And there's our type order. So then we need to, before we forget, let's just put our next statement into there. And then inside of this, we want to create a list item. And then each list item, we want to list the order information. So let's just simply put the order date in there. So let me just do a little format here on our page so you can see the layout nicely. Now let's just open it up and make sure that we're getting our data from the controller down to the view properly as we would expect. So we should see the customer name of Microsoft and then the two dates of the orders, which we do here. So we are getting our data passed down and we're working with it correctly. So as I said, this is the so-called, what we might call, traditional approach. And as you can see, it can be rather cumbersome because everything's coming down as a type object. And we have to type it, and we also have to package it up in the controller in the sense that we have to put two different objects, both the, in this case, the customer information and the orders inside of the ViewDataDictionary. And this really isn't as flexible as it could be. So now what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at a concept called a view model and see how that would differ from this traditional approach that we just did and what the benefits of that might be. Now, a view model is essentially a layer of abstraction between the domain model instances, in this case the customer and order information, and the view. Essentially what you're trying to do is to pass down to the view only the data that's needed by the view and not any extra data. So let's go here, and the way you do that is you create another class that sits between, so to speak, the domain model and the view. So we're going to put it in our models folder. You don't necessarily have to put it into this folder. I would, however, suggest that you consider from your site design perspective where you want to put the view model classes, potentially separate them out into their own namespace, and also have some sort of naming convention for the classes themselves. So we're just going to call this view model demo, and that way at least we have some degree of association between the name of the class and the view in which it's going to be used. So as I said, this view or this class should contain the data that is specific to the view where it's being used. So let's create a couple properties. And let's say we only need the name of the customer, not the entire customer object, because in a real-life situation, that customer object might have other things like address, contact information, etc. And if we only want the name, why pass all of that other information down to the view? So let's just create customer name. And then in the case of the orders, we really do want all of those orders, so let's create a place where we can put that information. And let's call it orders as, and let's just make a list of type order. So that completes our view model class, and let me just save it. And let's go back over here to our controller. And before we start to use the view model class here in our controller, what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a separate view down here in the demo folder. And the only reason I'm doing that is because I want to leave the index view alone so that when you get the sample source code, you can see exactly how that worked. So I'm going to add a new view. And we're going to create a strongly typed view. So let's just call it view model demo. And see, we check create strongly typed view, and you can select the type of the view here. In this case, we want view model demo, so we'll just pick that. And then it's going to create our new view. And just in case you're not familiar with how strongly typed views work, let me scroll over here to the right, and you can see that the instance of the view page class is being strongly typed to our view model demo. Okay, so let's go back up here to the demo controller. And now what we want to do is to pass that instance of the view model demo class down to our view. So let me just comment out what we have here. We'll leave that so you have that in the sample source code. And now what we need is to have an instance of our view model demo class. And so let's just call it view demo. And we'll say as a new and view model demo. So that creates an instance of the class. And now we need to assign to that instance the data that we need. And remember I said customer name, so what we can do here is we can just take the customer name out of the customer object, and then with viewDemo.orders we have that, and we just want to simply assign our orders object to that. So now that's all set to go, and what we need is to get that instance down to the view, and there's a couple ways we could do that. We could assign it right down here in the actual return statement. What we're going to do, just so in case you haven't seen this, you can have a little perspective on different ways you can do this. And there's a model property associated with the view data. And what we're going to do is we're just going to assign our view demo to that, and that'll pass it down. And what we want to do down here, since now we aren't going to the index, which would be where it would go by default, because the name of this function is index, or this action, I should say. But we can override that. And again, if you're not familiar with that, you can see down here in the different overrides for the view, you can pass the name of a view right there. View name is a string. So what do we call that? View model demo. So that's going to call that. And now we're going to get down in that view model demo the specific instance of the view model demo class. So we'll go, let's just save that. We'll go back over here. Now we want to display the data. And I'm just going to, as a starting point, copy and paste it from our other page. That'll save us a bunch of typing. So let's go back over here, paste that in. Now we need to change this a little bit. And we'll actually go up here. So we want the customer name. And you can see we can get rid of this whole section here because we don't need to dimension a variable. We don't need to type it because we're passing everything as strongly typed. So now let me go over here. And let me just get rid of this whole thing so you can see exactly what's going on here. So now, what we can do is we can go into our view data, and we can go into the model, and then inside the model, you see, because it's strongly typed, we have our customer name right there. So that shortened our code, made it a lot simpler, a lot more readable, and actually a lot more flexible. So down here, we can do something very similar, and we still want it to be as an order, but what we can do here, and I think you're going to probably guess what we're going to do here. We can just go over into that and get rid of that, and we can go view data, and inside the view data model, and we have our orders right there. So again, much more readable, much more clear from a documentation point and an implementation perspective. So let's just open up the page, take a look at it, and make sure we have everything correct here, and we get our data on the page. And as you can see, it looks identical to what we had before. So then you can see this view model implementation approach has a number of advantages. Yeah, one is that it's very efficient in that it contains only the data that the view needs, so you're passing only that data from the controller down to the view, and then in your view, when you're consuming that data, it doesn't have extraneous data that you may not need in that particular situation, and therefore it's a little more straightforward to use. And you also have it as a layer of abstraction between your domain object data and the actual data used in the view, so that provides you with some flexibility. There is one thing I wanted to highlight. Let me go back over here to the domain controller. And we created the instances of the domain objects and populated them right here in the controller, and we also created the instance of the view model, in this case called view model demo, and populated the properties of that right here in the controller. And in your own situations, it would be a good practice to separate these operations out into their own classes. A common approach is to create what are called repository classes, and in those repository classes they have the responsibility for populating the domain objects, and then you could return the domain objects directly to the controller. You might also go as far as to having the logic down in those repository classes for creating instances of the appropriate view model class and populating the view model class right there. So essentially what all you would do here in the controller is make a call out to that repository method. It would populate domain objects, take the necessary pieces of the domain objects, create your view model class instance, and it would return the view model class to you here in the controller, and then all you would have to do is to pass that instance of the view model class down to your view. So I encourage you to download the sample source code. As I mentioned, it's available in C# as well as the Visual Basic we used here in the demo, and then use that as a basis and something to learn from in implementing this view model approach in your own MVC sites. So this is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on implementing view models in your ASP.NET MVC sites.